Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences. Today's Today's meditation is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. In my notes, I put, I partially listened to a couple of teleconferences yesterday. They were so convincing in what they were saying. After I received these verses today, I'm now realizing that they did not give credit to Jesus. They diminished his value. Jesus is the key that unlocks the door to the Father of all creation. People can live happy, prosperous lives here, but that isn't what's important. Is your life here glorifying to God? Or will he say, get thee away from me, for I never knew you? There is so much information out there about who we are, what we are, how we are to live, and why we are here. Too many people leave out Jesus or devalue Jesus. I believe God gave me these verses again because I was beginning to accept what those people were saying in those teleconferences. I didn't completely listen to the entire show, but I will later on. God wants us to know him so that we can grow spiritually strong and reminds us not to get into foolish discussions or else we fall into the sin of anger towards one another. That was the end of my notes. I had done this meditation earlier today, and I kept having problems with the recording of it. And so I said, Lord, all day, I've been working on this recording, stopping, going back to it. I'm just going to redo it, and that's what I'm doing now. This is me redoing the recording. So I believe there was something in the first recording that God did not want me to share. Either that or the recording was so powerful that something else didn't want me to share it. Either way, I'm not going to share it. So, sorry about that. But the thing is, we argue about what's right and what's true and what isn't, what man wrote, what was inspired by God. There are those of us who would fight and kill because of their belief. People are going to believe different things. People are going to interpret the Bible in different ways. You have people saying that man wrote the Bible. You have people saying the Bible was inspired by God. You have people saying the Bible was filled with some parts of the Bible is not there and some things were added to the Bible. There's so many different things out there. But who cares? The foundation of the Bible is intact. And the Lord says not to argue. Not to argue lest you cause sin. You cause the person to sin. If you argue about the Word of God, you're going to have miscommunication. You're going to have anger between each other. You may have been good friends and end up now enemies, and all kinds of things that can start happening. And the Word of God is not confusion. The Word of God is not anything that you should argue over or fight about. Truth is truth. You have your perception, you have your belief, you have your understanding, and it's yours. You don't force your understanding on anybody else. You don't force your belief on anybody else. You believe what you believe, and that's your truth. I believe what I believe, and that's my truth. And you'll find that as you learn more about God and your relationship gets stronger, God will start showing you things. So if there's something that you're misinterpreting in His Word, if there's something you're not fully understanding, it's going to be revealed to you. Because the closer your relationship is to the Lord, the more He reveals to you, the clearer things become, the more you understand. And He will continue to show you verses. He will continue to teach you things until you understand. And as I've shared before, God can show you one thing in a verse and then have you do that same verse again later and show you something else. So the truth is the truth, but there are so many different ways to understand that truth. God is not a God of boredom. God is just so amazing, so awesome, that He has so many different ways to teach you something in one verse. He could take one verse and show you so many different things about that one verse, so many different levels of understanding of that one verse. There is no boredom with God. God is not boring at all. And there's even people who think heaven's boring. And I'm like, if you think this world is exciting and heaven is boring, my goodness. Drama, drama, drama. The world is drama. And I guess people love drama. I had gotten some movies from a guy. I had gotten 6 movies. And all the movies were good until I got to that last movie. I said, man, what is this? I mean, the movies, the first 5 movies, where I was watching them back to back. The first 5 movies were just full of excitement. You know, kept you excited from beginning to end. You know them kind of movies? 5 in a row like that. I get to number 6, and everything just slowed down. And I was like, what am I watching? What happened to all that fired up energy? What is this movie? And I had to go back and look at the name of it. And it was like drama. All the other movies I watched were like action-packed movies. This one was a drama movie. So out of all the movies I had gotten, I ended up picking a drama movie. And it just made everything flat, you know? I mean, all that excitement, you all up there, all excited, and you just go, all the way down to stop. So to me, drama's boring. You know, drama is exciting to some people, but to me, it is so boring. So boring. I mean, it's not a coincidence that that movie ended up being a drama movie when all of my excitement went, like, out the window. I was like, oh, come on now. Can you imagine? All hyped up and excited watching 5 straight movies, and they just keep you rolling, and then you get a dud. That's what it felt like. It felt like a dud. But the thing, but I'm going to cut this short because I had already done a recording, and I apologize that you're not able to hear the first one I did. And there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything. That first one has such a powerful, powerful ending. And I'm not going to be able to repeat that ending because it was something that was just channeled through, and I'm not going to be able to repeat it, but it was powerful. And it may be something that the Lord did not want me to share. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at the Lord did not want me to share that because I just got so, well, no need to explain, but I got so that, and maybe I just was just too excited, and I wasn't supposed to get so excited on that recording. But number one, do not argue God's word. Do not find yourself in debates about what's true and what's not. Do not start any arguments. Do not start any conversations that are petty. God called them vain babblings, profane and vain babblings, because you're just going to cause more ungodliness, and that ungodliness is going to cause anger. You're going to stir up anger. You may stir up confusion. You may lose friendships. You may stop speaking for a while. You may hold grudges against you. There's no telling. But do not argue God's word. If you read something or hear something and you don't agree with it, that's okay. Don't agree with it. It's not for you to agree with. You have your truth. The person who says it or wrote it have their truth. Everybody have their own truth. If you resonate, you resonate. If you don't, you don't. It's nothing to argue over. It's no right and wrong. It's where is God in your life? Where is He in your life? And if you want to know your truth, the only way you're going to know it is if you have a relationship with Him. Because what He shows me in a verse, He may show you something different in that same verse. And you may think that what I'm saying is wrong, when what I'm saying is not wrong. It's what God is showing me. What you're saying is not wrong. It's what God is showing you. God is going to show each individual whatever they need to see and understand, wherever they're at in their life. So one verse can mean different things to different people. So what is your relationship with the Lord? If you want to know your truth, then have a relationship with the Lord, and He will teach you your truth. He will teach you from where you're at in your mentality right now. He'll teach you from where you're at in your life experiences and lessons right now. That's the level He's going to teach you on. He's not going to teach you on somebody else's level. He's going to teach you on your level. God is teaching me on my level. And He has me sharing my experiences so that other people would know how wonderful it can be to have experiences with the Lord, how you too can learn about yourself and strengthen yourself and grow in a good, close relationship with Him. And, you know, I'm just sharing. So you can resonate with me, you cannot resonate with me, it doesn't matter, because the Lord wants a special relationship with each individual person. And I have my special relationship, and it gets stronger and stronger every time. God is constantly teaching me things, and if I interpret something He gives me incorrectly, He just shows me something else. He just shows me a different way of understanding. He gives me new awareness. He gives me new insights. So you're not right and you're not wrong. You're just simply learning. Simply learning, simply growing in your life so that you can live the life that's best for you. And one of the things that has to be done is to clear away all the garbage that we have been taught by society. We've been taught, I know I had a lot of garbage in my subconscious, and there's still garbage in there that's being cleared. A lot of it has been cleared and is still being cleared. Because society has filled me with so much garbage. Because I started believing it. I started receiving it. And if I had stayed the way I was when I was a teenager, my mind wouldn't be full of all this garbage. But because I conformed, because I didn't know any better, I conformed, and then I got filled with a bunch of garbage. So I'm clearing that garbage out. So number one, do not argue God's word. Do not get in little petty conversations and cause anger and cause somebody to sin because of what you're saying. And then number two, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. Learn God more. Have a close relationship with Him. Get to know Him. Let his life be your example. Commune with the Lord and ask him to teach you things and show you things so that you can grow in knowledge and in grace. You'll be receiving so many blessings because as you grow and learn, God will bless you. You'll be tested in different areas, and when you pass them tests, you will have such a blessing on you. God will bless you, and it's just really exciting when you realize you passed the test. You know, sometimes it can get a little frustrating because it depends on where you are in your growth. You may not even know a test has knocked you inside your head, and then you don't pass it at first. And you may realize later, oh, my God, that was a test, and I flunked that one. But you grow stronger because the test will come again, and, of course, it's going to be a more serious test. Each test get more serious, so the next test is going to hit you even harder. But who knows? By that time, you may have already grown that level you need to grow, and you just pass that test with flying colors. So it's worth it. It's worth it. I've fallen. I've got knocked side the head. I've got spanked. But you know what? I've come a long way. A long way. It took me most of my life to get messed up. But it's not taking me the rest of my life to get back straightened up. Let's say, as an example, I was messed up for 30 years. Okay? And let's say in 5 years, I'm pretty much back where I was. I'm so close to being back to where I was. So 30 years and in 5 years, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of clearing. That's a lot of healing. That's a lot of healing. 5 years compared to 30 years. So the stronger and the closer you get to the Lord, the stronger you become. And the quicker you're healed, the quicker you're healed and get cleared of all that garbage. So what is number two? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Jesus is the key. That's what I had shared in the other recording. Jesus is the key. The key. To him be glory both now and forever. So it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what you learn about who you are, what you are, where you came from. It does not matter. The only thing that matters is Jesus is the key. And if the things that you're reading, the things that you're learning, if they leave out Jesus, then know that Jesus is the key. He is your ticket to the Father. There's going to be a lot of people on Judgment Day that God is going to say, get thee away from me, for I never knew you. And they're going to be begging the Lord, say, God, but don't you remember I did this? Don't you remember I did that? He's not going to remember any of that. Because if you don't have the blood of Jesus on you, you don't have the Father. If you don't have the blood of Jesus, you don't have the Father. You can be the richest person in the world. You can be the most successful. You can have a good, beautiful life. I mean, you can do so much for charity. You can be all that. But if you don't have Jesus, that's just earthly stuff. Because what you gain on this earth, you don't take with you. What you take with you is the blood of Jesus. That's what you take with you, the blood of Jesus and the growth that you did while wearing the blood of Jesus. That's what you take. You don't take your house and your cars and your islands and your clothes and shoes, and you don't take none of that. You can donate millions of dollars to charities. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have the Father. And he will not know you if you don't have Jesus. Jesus is the key. So if you're hearing people talking about salvation, talking about who you are and why you're here. I mean, if you, like, I listened to those teleconferences and they were convincing, but God gave me this verse after I listened to those teleconferences, and it's like he wants us to beware of false doctrine. He wants us to beware of those who are not putting Jesus first. Beware of what people say. People can sound good. People can sound convincing. People can sound real and pure. But if they're not talking about Jesus, if they're not speaking as though Jesus is the key, but everything else is, or having you think that something else is the key, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them, because God is letting you know to beware of the false doctrines. There's a lot of it out there. And so from now on, I'm going to start listening to what people are not saying. When I'm hearing these teleconferences about these people talking about, you know, our life and who we are and what life is, and if they are not talking about the blood of Jesus or the creator of all, then they're not talking about the key. They would lead you down a path without the key. So when you get to the door, how are you going to get in? You don't have the key. And it's not going to be open. It's locked. It's locked. You have to have the key to open that door. So they can take you down a path. I went down a path for 5-6 years. And when I got on that path, somewhere along the line, I put aside my key. And then I forgot I even had the key. But all that, I can't even repeat that recording I did for you earlier. But it was so filled. It was full. But I don't know. Maybe I just got a little bit too excited. I've been working on it all day trying to fix it, and it just would mess up more each time I tried to fix it. And I just got to a point where I just said, Lord, I've been working on this thing all day. It's now the next day. It's 12:33 a.m. right now. I've been on it all day, throughout the day, trying to work on that recording for you to get it loaded for you today. So there's something in there that either I'm not to share, or it's something that is so powerful, something else don't want it shared. But I may, I don't know, if the Lord leads me to it, I may work on it some more. I don't know. I'm just going to follow the Lord's guidance. And right now, I'm just redoing this one. So this is to be, it was to be a short message anyway, because it's to the point. It's to the point. God is reminding us, don't argue his word. And just know him. Just work on yourself and have a close relationship with him. Know him, gain knowledge of him, and know that he is the key. He is the key. And the more you know him, then you'll know the truth. So when somebody comes talking their sweet stuff or talking that stuff that sounds so real and so pure, you'll know if it's real or not. You know, because if the key is missing, then it's not real no matter how good it sounds. It's not the path you want to follow, because you want to make sure that whatever path you follow, you have the key to Jesus. You have the key to Jesus. Because that's the only way you're going to get to the Father. That's the only way you're going to make it in. And so I'm going to go ahead and close here. And I just wanted to get this redone so I can share it. And if you've been following the messages, you'll know that God has given us these verses before several times. So it's very important that we pay attention to what's being said out there. It's very important that we now listen to what's not being said. Because as long as we listen to what is being said and it sounds good to our ears, we may fall for it. We may fall for the teaching. We may fall for the companionship or the fellowship. And so if we start listening to what's not being said, then we can catch ourselves before we end up getting involved in something or someone that's going to lead us astray. There's a lot of people out there leading us astray. A lot of people, and more are coming. And that's why God is constantly warning us of false doctrine. That's why he's constantly warning us, don't argue the word, because you'll cause more sin into the hearts of the people you're arguing with, including your own. The truth is truth, and it stands alone. It does not need to be defended. And everybody has their own truth, because everybody is being dealt with on a different level. And everybody has their own relationship, whether it's with Jesus or with whoever. Everybody have a relationship, and so that relationship is going to determine their belief. It doesn't have to be yours, and theirs doesn't have to be yours, and yours doesn't have to be theirs. So just have your relationship with the Lord. Your relationship is what's important. Your relationship with the Lord is what's important. And just be you. And beware of what's being said out there, and always now listen to what is not being said. The key is Jesus. That's the key. The key is Jesus. So may God bless you always. And again, my apologies for not getting the original recording to you, but it's the reason behind it. It's always the reason behind everything. And so we're just going to trust that God is giving you what you already need to know anyway. And I did mention some things that was on that first recording. It's just a lot of things that I'm not mentioning that was on there. But the most important thing at this time is number one and number two. And you can rewind if you don't remember what number one and number two is. Or read the verses over again. Because God wants us to get this. He really wants us to get this because he keeps sharing it. And if it's not these two verses, it's verses similar to these two. All about the same thing. Do not argue the word and know God for yourself. Two key points. Do not argue the word and know God for yourself. Thank you, Father, for thy word. Thank you for Jesus and his precious blood. Thank you for our relationship. Thank you for teaching us that we may grow stronger and stronger spiritually, and that we may come to know you even more and more in our hearts. We thank you, Father, and we know that there are those out there who want to steer us in a wrong direction, steer us in another way. And we know, Father, that as long as we keep our eyes on you, as long as we continue to grow our relationship with you, that we will know when someone is not speaking the truth. We'll know when someone is just sounding sweet to our ears but are missing the key. And we thank you, Father, for being the key to our lives. And we thank you, Lord, so much for loving us and always being there for us, always warning us and guiding us and teaching us and making us aware so that we will not fall into traps and be tricked into believing something that is not true. And we thank you, Father, so much for your love. And we thank you for blessing us and anointing us and keeping us safe and protected. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen. Many blessings to you always.